And now, from the Mammoth Oasis, it's the Sports Widow Show! Without the sports widow, Molly Erdman, again. Sorry about that, folks. I know it's a disappointment. But Molly's not here, but I am. I'm Joe, the engineer slash producer of the Sports Widow podcast, hosted by Molly Erdman, although she hasn't been here for the last few days. So I'm trying to find a replacement for her. It came to mind, supposed to show this when we start, the Sports Widow podcast. For you, those of you folks who don't know, we are also a podcast available on iTunes. And for those of you listening who don't know, we're available at least this week as Facebook Live broadcasts. Now, if you've been following the show, you know I've been trying to replace Molly. Not replace, just find a suitable fill-in for Molly on the show the last few days. The first day I used a acorn squash head and a side table kind of torso with a blouse over it. I drew a face on the acorn. It didn't look good. It didn't flatter Molly. It wouldn't have flattered anyone other than an ugly acorn squash, perhaps. So that was a failure. Yesterday I got a little bit better. I used the wig mannequin that I took the wig for Monday's show. I should have just used the mannequin because it looks much more like a human head than a squash. So I used too much imagination on Monday. Tuesday, scaled it back a little bit and used a mannequin, a human mannequin, a mannequin head that I dressed it up a little bit. You can go back into the archives and check that out if you're looking. If you're just listening, you know, you can go back in the archives and listen to me describe it then. She also wore a Clemson sweatshirt. Because they won the national championship. And now today, I'm trying with something else because the failure yesterday is I had the head on a mic stand, but it didn't go up high enough. And Molly, if you don't know, has a above average torso in many respects, but in length as much as any of them. So when she sits down, she sits down next to a 8 foot tall man. You can't tell the difference other than, you know, in their features and whatnot. But size-wise, when she sits, she's tall. So that's why I've set this thing up. It's very, you don't know how precarious this is. There's two chairs and it's up high. I tried a number of things, but this maybe overstates the tallness of Molly's torso, but it makes up for yesterday. Now, the drawing does not make up for yesterday. I am a crude artist at best. In any respect, in any of my endeavors, but drawing especially. What almost happened nicely is that the lights almost kind of shined on her face, her cheeks. If you know her, you know that she has very reflective cheeks on her face. I assume that's a compliment. So that's catching everybody up on where we are right now. I can't read, once again, Adam Witt's the only one who ever watches these things, but I can't read any of the comments now because I don't have my new bifocals yet. We'll get into that later. But yesterday's episode was cut short because I kept getting phone calls. That may happen again today, but I think I know how to handle it now. So we didn't get to everything, which is why Molly and I are wearing the jerseys you see right now. Now, first of all, I've spoken to Molly after each one of these shows. She's watched them. The feedback I've gotten, first off, she has not agreed to do any of these when she does return to town. I'm assuming she's agreed to return to town. I'm hoping on that one, but haven't got a full confirmation that she'll be doing any of these. But I'm going to run out of Molly, effigies pretty soon, so I hope she will. It'll also help because, talking by yourself, although a lot of people probably think I'm capable of doing it ad nauseum, it's hard to do it and be entertaining, which those same people would say, you're right. But today we're wearing our hockey jerseys because the note I got from Molly yesterday was to talk more sports, ironically, because the whole thing is kind of about how I'm into sports, but she's not as much into sports and how it ruins her life. But we're wearing our jerseys. These are two jerseys, and this also plays into something I said on Monday, which is that I'm cleaning out the house, and I'm trying to get rid of some shit. Now, we're not giving these jerseys away, okay? But I'm trying to sell them. Now, I'm not going to try to sell them to any people listening, because you're, mostly my friends or acquaintances, and I'm looking to get a good deal on these things, $50 a piece. Maybe a little less on the Calgary one, because who the hell wants a Calgary jersey? But these are very expensive, nice jerseys. They've been worn once, other than right now, each. And they're high quality. I do like the Blackhawks, but did I call them the Red Wings earlier? I hope not. I do like the Blackhawks. It's probably one of the best jerseys in the NHL, but I have no need for it. And I'm sure it would fit somebody better who wants to buy it. Same thing with this Calgary jersey. If you happen to be from Calgary or know someone who is, go ahead. You can buy it right off my back. But enough about trying to sell our merchandise, which is just basically these things. I've got some suits too, but 40 regular, untailored. Anyway, I'll be putting those on eBay at some point. So Molly said to talk more sports. Now, we are also going to be shorter than the first episode, which was 20 minutes long. That's way too long. Yesterday's was 12 and a half. That may have even been too long, but we're going to try to approximate that length again today. For those of you listening, you know you've got about 10 more minutes in the car. For those of you watching, I mean, we're up to an all-time high on my site of 6 viewers right now. I've never had that many before, so the pressure's on. Now, when we've done this with Molly's phone, 6 is like the low. But, you know, different strokes for different strokes. More people like her. So in terms of sports, I mean, we're in another one of those dead periods. I mean, there's the NFL playoffs, of course. But one big season has just ended, which is college football. And so there's, you know, there's only stuff on the weekends going on. Oh, there's Molly. She's sending me hearts. That's nice. She's watching live. So, Molly, I can look for your questions. If you want to send me any help, it would be appreciated, Molly, because you do look good, because I'm flailing here. But I want to talk about sports a little bit, because so we're in these periods of sports. Yeah, on the weekends there's games. But there's not games every day. There's hockey games and basketball games, but they don't really matter right now. And in the baseball season, there's times, too, where it's just like so many games, but none of them really matter, so who gives a shit? But I want to talk about something. In sports media, it's the opposite of other things in media where there's a 24-hour news cycle. Of course, you have that for crimes and you know, little things that happen. But in sports media, because, you know, there's only so much. In the world of media, a lot of shit happens every day. It's a big world. But in American sports, you know, sometimes some sports are in season, sometimes aren't. But they're trying to keep you interested all the time. There's a million sports channels. So they do kind of the opposite of condensing thing in 24 hours and getting rid of it. And they just stretch this stuff out. You know, it's like the draft is now. So all the college players are done playing. Some of them are going to leave school early, which they all should if they can get into the NFL, because you went to school probably to become a professional football player. Many of you went to school and immediately became professional football players in the SEC. But then there's speculation about this draft and what team's going to get what player and this and that. And maybe 5 players a year make a difference. But for the next until end of April, we're going to be hearing about draft and who they're going to pick. And everybody could get it wrong. So all that time is wasted speculating. And it's really annoying. Although it's probably the basis of a show such as this. So we need all that speculation. I'm not going to do any draft speculation. I talk in more general terms on this show. Getting into the minutiae doesn't interest anyone. And Molly, when she's here and able to keep up, your signal's not great now. That's her signal for she's not that interested. But Molly knows a lot about sports generally and has, you know, in a general social kind of sense, not the specifics and statistics. So it's usually better we can talk about stuff like this with back and forth. But I'm just saying right now I'm annoyed that we're starting like the speculation season for drafts and everything. Don't pay attention to any of it. It's all bad. Oh, somebody just cried. Now, there were a couple things we didn't get to yesterday. I was kind of talking about my sleep deprivation, and I did the nap again today. So I got home today, actually. I felt a little bad. My daughter was the first kid at daycare or preschool. First one there. And now I wasn't there. You know, thing opens at 7:30. I wasn't there at 7:30. I was there at 7:50, in fact. 7:50, and there was nobody there. The lights were actually out, and I hit the buzzer, and I was like, the lights are out. Are they closed today? Shit, I got to do this podcast. Also go to the dentist. Other stuff, too. Point being, all-time high now, 7 viewers, guys. This is a big moment. Give yourselves a little Facebook signal, whatever it is. So what was I talking about? Oh, I was talking about how yesterday I took a nap today. I didn't take one yesterday. I was very tired, out of it, got very little done. Monday, took a nap. And when I say took a nap, I mean I take her to the daycare, and I come back and I fall asleep. I don't know if that's really a nap or an extension of sleep, but today she was the first one there. And I've gotten there, and she's been the second or third one there before, and usually the parents are the first one there hanging out with the kid until she's, you know, got friends there. But they don't all hang out with each other anyway, so you don't know who if the kid coming is one she's going to want to play with. So, you know, the teacher who was there got out this big My Little Pony house, and she was into it, and I hightailed it out of there. I got out of there because, like a lot of things in L.A., if you go 10 minutes early, the drive will take you 15 minutes. But if you go 10 minutes late, the drive will take you 45 minutes because traffic changes just like that. Isn't that interesting? So I got in under the wire, and I got my sleep in, and then I went to the dentist. And I'll tell you something. I got a lot of plaque. Now, I know we haven't talked any sports, and I was supposed to talk sports, but the woman chipped off a piece of plaque from my tooth, one of my bottom teeth here, and it came out. And I thought it was a tooth. It's a lot of plaque. And she said otherwise. My pockets were good. It was just underneath. I have, like, rounded teeth that collect stuff under there. Always brush right under there. Most important place to brush. So that's what happened at the dentist, and now I'm here doing this. So what I was talking about and didn't get to is that our daughter has these ways of extending her bedtime. And I realized she's gotten up to, at this point, she gets 7 songs before bed every time she goes to sleep. And that's just a ridiculous amount. So if anyone has suggestions on how to cut that down, I'd love to hear it. I've only got a few minutes left because I want to keep this this short, like I said. But, so I'll get back to the sports. So like I was saying, we're in a dead period. The sports, there's still playoff games, NFL playoff games and everything. And one story that was going on was about, and you may not know this, but some Giants, New York Giants wide receivers went to Florida on a day off and had a picture taken with their shirts off on a boat. And then the Giants lost, and then everybody blamed the receivers going to Miami and getting their pictures taken with their shirts off was like the reason they lost. And that's the kind of ridiculous stuff I'm talking about. Like, people are dying to find news and sports stuff to talk about. These guys on a day off went and did their thing. And I know yesterday all the sports people talked about it, but I got cut off, so I couldn't. And then everyone said, oh, could it be this reason? And, you know, I'll leave it to Dan Lebatard, who does this much better than me. But there's clearly a racial motive in all that. Because if it was, you know, 6 white guys, first of all, a lot of the white guys in the NFL aren't cut like these guys because they're linemen for the most part, offensive linemen, a lot of them, and quarterbacks, and they can be a little flabbier. These guys, again, a lot of people have said this, but if I had their bodies, I would take my shirt off whenever possible. I mean, I take my shirt off a lot, and I have like a fungus on my chest. It's horrible. But I'm not afraid to show it. Just because sometimes, actually, when you get sunlight on it, that seems to kill it. So that's, if you find you have a fungus on your chest, a little advice, get out in there, get some sun on that thing. You may disgust people, but that's all right. Oh, and, you know, when I see somebody who, oh, no. You know, there's a lot of good friends are on right now. From different parts of the world, but I'm gonna plug. It's not really a sponsor because they did give me a T-shirt, but I'm gonna plug our sponsor today, which is Rotoflix. Go to rotoflix.com. It's if you like doing an Oscar pool, Rotoflix is kind of like an expanded Oscar pool. It's all the award shows. I know we're kind of halfway through the season, but if you go to rotoflix.com and you check it out, you can still kind of bet on the Oscars in a way. And it's a combination of fantasy sports league and Oscar pool type thing. So if you like Oscars and Golden Globes and People's Choice, and you like speculating on that, and you have 7 friends to do it with, you can join that league and sign up. And sign up for it this year so that you get the reminder next year before the award season starts. And that was our sponsor. And hey, Jay, if you want to send me anything, you feel free to do that. Getting something from Molly saying her dad is watching, so I won't do anything untoward with the Molly here. And again, these shirts are for sale if you want to make a bid, but make it a realistic one. Well, we got further than I thought. I have more to talk about, but we're at the 15-minute mark. So since I've already gotten 10 people to react to the video, I'm going to leave a little for tomorrow. And again, hopefully, folks, Molly will join me next week. It's not just the podcast that's making me go crazy. It's also the child rearing and the feeding myself and just basic hygiene I'm having some problems with. So hopefully that'll rectify itself when Molly gets back. And we'll be doing this show. I don't know if we'll be doing it every day because Molly hasn't even agreed to do it once a week. But hopefully we'll be doing it more frequently and with Molly, which will offer some interaction and vastly improve the show as far as I'm concerned. And I'm sure as far as most of you are concerned. Boy, I feel like we didn't get anything done and yet we're already 15 minutes in. So it's probably a good time to stop. I got some shit to do. Don't hold my breath for another t-shirt. Okay, that's fine. That's fine. This is my most liked live video yet. Wow, 2 likes. All right, we've got 10 people. I hate to hang up on all you folks, but we'll be back tomorrow, probably around the same time, doing an equally useless show. But I will have a different Molly at that point, I think. I don't know that this, the reflection is something I didn't count on, and that is not done well, and it's also very precarious. I'm going to sign off on the audio, folks. And I feel like today, more than ever, I've ignored the audio, folks. So if you're listening at this point, you made it all the way through, I apologize. But then again, if you made it all the way through, it's kind of your own fault. So I'm going to sign off on the audio.